So a certain gopher didn't see his shadow, and therefore they're calling for an early spring, which is really fine by me. It's February 2nd. In reality, it's actually February 4th. I've missed the weekend Februarys, so I'm catching up this morning. It is a cloudy, gray Monday morning. It's about minus 10 outside, but it's very humid. So at least me, psychologically, when I went outside, it felt colder. Even though David Phillips of Environment Canada has stipulated that it's all a myth. And there is no difference between dry cold and humid cold or wet cold. But I'll leave that as it may. All right, so February 2nd, the topic is annoying habits that you have that you can't get rid of for whatever reason. My biggest annoying habit at the moment would be spending money. A lot of people have this habit, and in my particular case, it's not huge sums. They're not big ticket items. There are all these little things that amount over the span of 3, 4, 5 months. And unfortunately, almost all the acquisitions are done through PayPal and online. So what happens is a lot of this stuff accumulates onto my MasterCard, my credit card. I'm not proud to say that, you know, I carry a balance. I know I shouldn't. A lot of people do, and a lot of people don't. A lot of people that don't frown upon those that do. But I think that's really my biggest, quote-unquote, annoying habit. At least to me personally, because it leaves a trace. It leaves a, you know, an effect that I have a debt and I owe money. I suppose an annoying habit that somebody else might see me do is this weird thing I do with my leg. Okay, if I'm sitting anywhere for an extended period of time, I tend to unconsciously or subconsciously. I don't think I do it unconsciously, but subconsciously, what I do is I place my foot on the ball of my foot, so my heel is off the ground, and then my leg rocks up and down. Okay, so sort of like if I was giving Michaela a bouncy ridey horse thing when she was younger, okay, that kind of movement. Now, and I do this quite a lot, and the reason why is because I have something called a restless leg syndrome. And this is an actual documented, I wouldn't say an ailment or an affliction. It's a nervous disorder, and the more I think about it, I think it really relates to my misophonia too, which is my disdain for certain sounds. I think it's all part and parcel of that. It's a nervous, somehow my system's wired a little bit differently, and part of this wiring has to do with restless leg syndrome. Now, what restless leg syndrome is, and there's very various symptoms. It goes as innocuously as just feeling a bit of tingling in the legs from time to time to involuntary muscle spasms, which I used to have. I don't have them as much since I've been trying to follow a walking regimen. But at night, sometimes I'd lie down to go to sleep and my legs would just twitch and fire off and just... the muscles would just all of a sudden contract for no apparent reason. And there was no, if I tried to consciously, the more I tried to consciously just lie there and not move my legs, the more the feeling came about. And the more my legs really wanted to move. So it was kind of funny when I had it really bad back in the, I suppose the early 2000s, maybe late 90s, my wife would sometimes, you know, I'd go to bed first because she knew that within 10 minutes, my legs would be twitching. So she would just leave me there and I'd I basically let my legs twitch for, 10 minutes or whatever it took. Sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more. And sometimes I actually did it myself and just tensed up all my muscles. And I just, a kick in a sense that I would kick my leg from a slightly bent knee position to a straight position. Okay. And I would do this several times. Now, I know, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who has RLS on Audioboo. I'm almost 100% sure I've heard at least two people refer to RLS. So it is quite a common thing. So now let's go back to the annoying habit. When I was younger and in elementary school, a lot of my teachers used to call me and say, "Stefano, please stop moving your leg. Stefano, please stop. Fidgeting. Fidgeting, that's what they would use the term. And often, I remember one particular case, a friend of mine in the classroom was sent outside in the hallway. Now, we weren't that close. We sort of knew each other by name, more classmates than friends. So she was sent out for talking too much. And then shortly after that, maybe 5 minutes after that, I was sent out because of my RLS. It was normally it happened at night, but when I was younger, it used to also happen during the day. And so I'd get this thing about moving my leg. And so I was sent outside in the hallway just to kind of calm down and stop fidgeting. So her and I sat there in the hallway of the elementary school and chatted for an hour and got to know each other. It was really funny. Now, these days, I don't do the bouncy leg thing as much. I still I catch myself doing it sometimes at work or even at the dinner table, but I know how much it annoys everybody, so I really try to stifle it. At work, what I do is, because I'm always listening to my iPod, I sometimes put both my feet on the balls of my feet, and I sort of rock them back and forth as if I was playing the drums. This has two things. I keep time, probably drives the people around me crazy, but nobody's ever complained and nobody's ever even mentioned it. But I try to do it subtly because my cubicle is very, very small. So when I'm sitting in my cubicle, get this, and I sit close enough to the keyboard and my screens, you don't actually see my legs because of how dark the bottom of the cubicle is. So that just gives you an idea of what kind of environment I work in as well. So I try to stifle it whenever possible. But it has been a long-term thing that I've had. And I know it's this kind of a weird, annoying habit. And that's the only thing I could think of today. And I'll be back in a few minutes with February 3rd. Thanks for listening.